From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. There's big healthcare news for Western Miami-Dade County. Jackson Health System says it plans to build a $70 million medical center in the city of Doral. It will spend $15 million of its own money for some of the land acquisition and rely on the county's miracle building bond issue for the rest of the land, construction, and equipment costs. Jackson CEO Carlos Magoya says Jackson West, as it will be called, will bring first-class medical care to West Dade.
The primary features of that will be the pediatric center, the Children's Ambulatory Center, as well as the two emergency rooms that will be there for adults and children.
The proposed site is west of the Palmetto Expressway at Northwest 25th Street. County commissioners will be asked to sign off on the project in mid-March. Hospital officials expect to cut the ribbon in 2 to 3 years. The new and much-debated standardized tests begin today. There have been threats of boycotts and teachers pleading with lawmakers that some schools are not ready. Students won't even know what scores needed to pass. But the test, called the Florida Standards Assessments, or FSA, is going to replace the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, better known as the FCAT. Students in grades 4 through 10 will begin taking the written portion starting today. The FSA test uses questions that were field tested in Utah, where more than half of the students there failed. And that state is now debating whether to dump the test. Miami's Downtown Development Authority held its first ever State of Downtown event last week. The event showcased the growth of Miami's urban core. Miami Commissioner and DDA Chairman Mark Sarnoff says downtown is on the upswing.
We're about to make leaps and bounds progress that we haven't made in years and years. Miami is putting the pieces together that it needs for a vibrant economic engine.
Downtown has attracted a wealth of new residents, businesses, and investment in recent years. But downtown Miami still faces challenges, including poverty, homelessness, traffic, and sea level rise. Meanwhile, the DDA itself is fighting lawsuits that seek to dissolve the authority and question its development initiatives. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.